Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
So a lot to react to, including a Phillies victory last night, and they're now 17-13, which means they're on pace for 92 wins. That may surprise you, but those are the facts. And frankly, I expect that they'll play even better from here. So I got some bounce in my step related to the Phillies. I'm curious if you do as well. Obviously, most of our calls this year have been negative in nature, and there has been an awful lot to be frustrated about. How do you net it out through the first month of the season? 215-592-9494 is today. The Phillies make the turn to May baseball. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, listen, I know it's not professional baseball, but I played for Plymouth White Marsh and I played for Westchester. And then, you know, they have very good programs. We won state titles and we even won East Coast conferences. I played first. I played third. Ben, you could have done it, and you know you could have, at those levels. I played first. I played third because catching made me a better first baseman. And I played right and left field when we had to. We had a lot of interchangeable parts. We're not asking Bryce Harper to pitch. We're not asking Rojas to play shortstop. We're asking Trey Turner, who's a heck of an athlete, who's played over 500 games at both positions, center field and shortstop, to give it up for the team and get out there and play. I know pro is a lot different, but not when you raise the level that these guys are at.
Yeah.
You've got to take one for the team. You've got to get out in the center field if it makes us a better team. Also, Ben, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to higher levels and a ground ball was hit to you, how many times were we told, don't put the ball back in your glove, throw the ball across the diamond? Can somebody please tell Alec Boehm to stop putting the ball back in the glove when these fast runners are burning down first base and they become safe? Where are the fundamentals?
Yeah, I think that's those types of things are so ingrained in the players. They get into these muscle memory, these habits, that it's sometimes during the heat of the game, it's just hard for them to get out of.
But they broke us at it at the high school and college levels. And if we didn't do it, Ben, we're running 5-10 miles punishment. And also, Trey Turner, he's got to know, how many times are we told, Ben, you got to know where you're going with the ball when the ball is hit to you? You know,
yeah.
We used to have an hour and a half of drills of just situational fungo bats. Okay, guys, first and third, less than two outs, less than one out. Know where you're going with the ball when the ball is hit to you. When that ball was hit to Turner the other night, he didn't know to go to the bag, to come home with the plate. How does that happen?
Yeah, I know. And it's not just the Phillies. Like, I've noticed this all around baseball. Like these guys, it's not like they're anticipating what they're going to do with the ball. This ball's hit to my left. What am I doing? Hit to my right.
Let's interrupt you. I know you can't punish the pros and make them run 5-10 miles.
Right.
I get that. But you also, and they don't have time to do situational baseball. They do it in spring training, I'm sure. But I don't know. It just frustrates me sometimes when you see these guys who are much better than we were in high school and college. They have to do a better job with the fundamentals.
I agree. And Rob Thompson was very open about that the other night. He said, we have to get better. We cannot keep giving these teams more outs.
Yeah.
We can't give them more than 27 outs. He said, that's what we're doing right now. We have to clean it up.
I mean, it almost blew the game 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That had to be 31 outs minimum.
That was
minimal.
Refreshing to hear Rob Thompson say that. Like, we have to be better at this.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, give me an answer. There's so many big ones for who or what is overrated. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets. What do you got?
They cost way too much money. There's always family feuds, and half of them end in divorces. Weddings are overrated.
I agree. Weddings are so
100%.
I love weddings. They're
a
blast.
It's the biggest waste of money.
Money-wise, but they're fun to go to, man.
But, okay, hold on.
They're fun to go to.
So I just want to be clear. I think what he's saying is the wedding celebration, not the marriage.
Yeah, just the wedding.
Yeah, the celebration.
Because I want to make sure he's not making a statement on society like people get married, because that's also a wedding.
Yeah, he's saying the celebration and the costs that go with it.
It's a lot of money, man.
It's a lot of money.
Okay, Seltzer, you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
I say thumbs down. I think weddings are super fun.
A four-hour party?
It costs money. I think it's over expensive.
That's his point.
No, but overrated. I think a wedding itself is awesome. Like, weddings are not overrated. They are super fun.
All right,
who doesn't like going to a wedding?
No, but he's saying to spend the money. Rhea, acceptable?
But it's all part of the same thing. You spend the money for the fun. Like, Rhea, you're spending it for something.
What would you rather have, Rhea? 50 people, and it's the glam of the steaks and all that, okay, and the band. Or 200 friends and you're serving pizza.
Oh, God, 50. 50 people.
That's a tough call. 200 people.
I would want more casual.
200 people with pizza.
Oh, I like
50
pizza.
People with steak.
I like pizza, though.
Trying to mitigate the cost.
Because
what he's saying, James, which would you rather have? What he's saying is it's too expensive. Which would you rather have?
As long as there's music and alcohol, I'm good to go at a wedding.
There you go.
That's all I need.
I wanted a firehouse of beef and beer. That's what I wanted.
But you didn't get that, did you?
Hell no. Hell no, I didn't get that.
John, which would you rather have?
Beef?
Well, I got steak, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Steak?
Yeah.
It's good work. Well, John, which would you rather have?
Surf and turf. I can't
lose the cheap meal and more people, or the expensive meal and all the glitz and glamour with fewer people?
I think the more.
Because people have to make these decisions.
Yeah, I'm going party.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah, it's all about a party.
All right,
good music. That's what matters most.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. There was a big apology yesterday in sports. Let's play this. Jeff, how do you say his name? Albright?
Albright.
All right. So, holy mackerel. So, this is a defensive coordinator whose son stole the number from.
I played against him.
Good guy?
I'm pretty sure he was a backup.
You didn't have respect 49ers. For him then.
I had respect for him. He was tough.
Well, I've heard you off the air talk about certain people who were backups. Yeah.
I don't think you do or have.
James, are there a couple that come to mind that John is
it's mostly when
privately
they're kickers. That's really the ones that get demeaned. Yeah.
All right. So, look, I feel bad for this defensive coordinator. Not only does his son steal the number and you know, of course, the call to Shedeur Sanders, but then he gets fined, and the team gets fined by the league. Now, let me say, I support the league doing that. I think it's the right call.
Me too.
Because there should be.
How does he enforce this with the kid? This
work
is 100
off, kid.
Grand.
Work
How does
it
that
off.
Kid work 100 grand off?
100 grand.
It's 100 grand.
I don't even know.
I don't know how you ground a kid. I don't know how you take his phone away. I don't know how you force him to do the laundry and
John,
clean
you don't pay
the gutters
for his college.
Out.
If he's paying for his college, you just stop paying for his college.
I mean, I'll say this. If you really made him pay back 100 grand, that could take 10 years minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, minimum.
How old is this kid again?
21.
But it's just, God, what a bad life decision.
Unreal.
All right, well, let's play the audio. Then I want to get Ben's assessment of how he would handle it as a father. I think it's one of the more fascinating questions this week. So Albrecht got fined yesterday. The team got fined. Obviously, there's a lot of public shame. He went public yesterday with an apology. I thought he did a great job. Here's what the defensive coordinator said.
I want to publicly apologize to Shedeur and Sanders' family for what occurred. Second of all,
I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blaine, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions.
Can't be more stand up than that. I mean, that's
accountable.
That's a 100 out of 100 as far as apologies go.
Did. Yeah.
So, Ben, what would you do, though? I've asked everyone this week. If you're the father of the 21-year-old, I mean, I know, let me just say this, murder is not an acceptable answer.
But it's considered.
What would you do if you
knock
had
a
21-year-old that pulled that?
God. That's a great question. It's a million-dollar question. I just can't even imagine being in his shoes. How ashamed and embarrassed I would be.
You would be mortified.
I'd be mortified.
I know you would be.
Absolutely. And I don't really care what people think, but the fact that my child did that, I'd be ashamed and embarrassed.
It's also a reputation component within a league.
It's the piling on and kicking someone when they're down part that that part didn't even occur to me initially. Like It was so poor, like in such poor taste, and so it felt so dirty. But the bullying aspect, it wasn't until we had someone, a caller, brought up the fact that it really is just piling on and hurting someone who's already hurt. And that's just, man, it's so unfair.
Yeah, how can you do that to another human being?
Yeah, right, that he felt like that's what he wanted
to do. And to have the audacity, the gall, to put it to... That the caller said earlier, what's overrated? He said social media. Yeah. To put it out on social media, like you're that's funny.
I know.
What a loser.
You know what I'm struck by this week when I've asked everyone what you would do if it was your kid? I don't think anyone's really given a specific answer. Everyone shakes their head and says, there's so much going through my mind. I'm thinking. But I've been struck by how, I mean, a few things have been said. Make him pay for his own college. Pull him out of college.
But that's not realistic. How's a kid going to pay for his own college?
Kids do all the time.
Well, many do. Many do.
Okay, you're right. With loans and that sort of
thing. Yeah,
of course. And that is absolutely, I think that's the realistic point
here. You could.
Yes, you now must, take a harder path. Like, this is... I was going to help more.
Yeah.
Now I won't.
It's a wild situation, man. Yeah. Really is.
I just can't imagine.
And of course, you like to think your kid wouldn't do it. Most parents out there are saying, my kid wouldn't do it.
I'm sure they're shocked he did it.
Hopefully.
You know? Hopefully this isn't. A lot of times you don't know what your kids, stupid things your kids are doing.
More often than not. Although sometimes there are parents that know you got knucklehead kids and you're trying your best to manage it.
My mom did.
I mean, they certainly weren't expecting him to do something like this.
I would say that is correct. All right, let's rock some calls here. 215-592-9494. So the Phils get the win. You get the apology from the defensive coordinator. And also more of Howie, what he said yesterday in that interview. We'll get to that shortly. Steve in Cherry Hill right now. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I got a question for Ben. Ben, I went to the game last night. How bad is Washington? They had 6 left-handed batters against a lefty last night. They have no right-handed hitters.
They're very left-handed laden. Yeah, that's the way they're built. But they do okay against lefties. The top of that lineup is pretty. Abrams is really good. James Wood is going to be a beast. That guy's huge. They got some guys in that lineup that can swing it. They're very aggressive, but they just don't have a whole lot of righties.
Yeah, I think Walker's going to come back to reality tonight. A great night, and I think the ball's going to be hitting out of the park tonight. So I think he's set up for a nasty game. So
a nasty game.
We'll see.
Yeah. They are. Well, I've been wrong before.
Steve, what's the good news? There's two good news on Taiwan. What is it, Steve?
Good news on Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
They're playing a bad team.
Nope. Good news, number one, he's pitched better than we expected. Good news, number two, this should be his last start.
You're not right.
Yes, yes. Yep,
because Ranger, like the Lone Ranger, rides back in this weekend.
Bingo. So my answer for today, overrated, and I think it's up there, caviar.
You know, I certainly don't dig it. I mean, I know people get it, and it's really expensive. John, have you had it?
I have had it, and I love fish. I'm a huge fan of fish. I don't think caviar is all that.
I tried it once, and it was somewhere, like, recent, like, maybe in the last year or two. Yeah. It was the first time I'd ever had it. I was afraid, and my friends made me try it, and yep. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of good.
Well, okay.
So I was shocked.
I'll give you something.
I think fish with it. I mean, I catch trout with salmon roe. Like I don't sit there and pop the salmon roe in my mouth
Correct.
While I'm fishing.
Right.
It really is the same thing. I think it's gross. It's bait. Like, it is bait. Fishing bait.
Wow. Okay.
I don't choose to eat that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either. One thing I think is overrated, and it's, you know, kind of a big part of society, I don't dig champagne at all.
I'm not a big champagne.
Like, I mean, if I do the sip, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's a sip. And then I just put it down or hand it to someone else. Like, I never finish the glass
of
champagne.
I like it. It just gives me heartburn, so I just don't drink it as much.
You think it tastes good?
I like the taste. I do like the taste of champagne. It just always gives me heartburn now. Like, I can't drink it without getting heartburn.
That bubbly thing does nothing for me. But anyway.
You drink soda, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't have a negative reaction. Champagne.
I don't like the bubbles. I would prefer that everything, champagne, soda, I want it all flat.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I shake up my soda.
I know you do.
And twist the cap so it gets flat.
I have to turn away when you do it because it upsets me so much.
So I can make it flat.
Ew.
When I watch you shake it up, like, I can't, it upsets me.
Oh, man.
I despise the bubbles. What's the point?
That is a weird thing.